Chapter 5 Hunt lounged back in the pilot's seat and stared absently down at the toy town suburbs of Houston while the airmobile purred along contentedly, guided by intermittent streams of binary being directed up at it from somewhere below. It was interesting, he thought, how the patterns of movement of the ground cars, flowing, merging, slowing, and accelerating in unison on the roadways below, seemed to reveal some grand, centrally orchestrated design, as if they were all parts of an unimaginably complex score composed by a cosmic Bach. But it was all an illusion. Each vehicle was programmed with only the details of its own destination, plus a few relatively simple instructions for handling conditions along the way. The complexity emerged as a consequence of large numbers of them interacting freely in their synthetic environment. It was the same with life, he reflected. All the magical, mystical, and supernatural forces invoked through the ages to explain it were inventions that existed in the minds of misled observers, not in the universe they observed. He wondered how much untapped human talent had been wasted in futile pursuit of the creations of wishful thinking. The Ganymedeans had entertained no such illusions, but had applied themselves diligently to understanding and mastering the universe as it was, instead of how it seemed to be, or how they might have wanted it to be. Maybe that was why the Ganymedeans had reached the stars. In the seat next to him, Lynn looked up from the half-completed crossword in the Interplanetary Journal of a few days earlier. Got any idea?